bound for South Australia, 3rd to the 9th of July, 1836. As favourable winds continued to carry the Duke of York towards South Australia and farther from home, Captain Morgan's thoughts turned to home on the day of his wife's birthday. "Today is the natal yearly return of my beloved partner. I desire to bless God for the gift of my partner." As the last of the passengers boarded the Africaine in Britain before his imminent departure to South Australia, Robert Goodge's diary tells us of his wife Harriet's distress at saying goodbye to family and friends. "On Thursday, June 30th at 4 o'clock, Harriet and I joined the Africaine. To those who know my wife's ardent attachment to her family and their unsurpassed love for her, a description of her anguish at parting and state on embarkation would be superfluous. They can imagine it all." We learn more from Mary Thomas, also on board the Africaine, about her children suffering from scarlet fever and some of the treatments used at the time.
"I was again up with the invalids in my cabin. We had a surgeon on board, at least one who called himself such, but as to his medical skill, if he had any, he showed but little of it with regard to my children. When William was so unfortunately taken with the scarlet fever, he did not once come to see him. So I took my own method of applying a poultice. Fortunately, I also had a bottle of saline mixture and another of the gargle which I had from the doctor who attended the other children before our departure, which with some lemons enabled me to give him what was most necessary. All the children continued ill, unable to procure any of the comforts for them which I would have had on land. The ship rolled about so that nothing would stay in its place, and during the night in total darkness, as no light was allowed after 9 o'clock.
Mary also tells us that
much of our luggage on board, of which we had great quantity, consisted of a printing press, as Mr. Thomas intended to issue a newspaper as soon as possible.